6:53 at 580 CFRA, Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
You know, we've had lots of stories about aspirin having benefits for certain people, and apparently, according to this story, they're getting closer to determining why it helps some and not others.
That's exactly right. This was a Harvard University study published yesterday in the New England Journal of Medicine. It followed people for 13 years who had colorectal cancer. Their average age was 68. There were about 960 people, and more than half of them were women. And they looked at five-year survival and also the type of tumor they had. There were some tumors that had a genetic mutation that contributed to the development of cancer and made it progress. And so the hypothesis was that aspirin would block this particular pathway in people who had this mutation. And what they found is after 5 years, the interesting thing is that for people that had the mutation, they had data on those that were taking aspirin every day and those that weren't. And those people that didn't have the mutation and were doing the same thing, taking aspirin and not aspirin. And what they found is that the five-year survival for those that had the mutation and that were taking aspirin, 3% of that particular population died from their cancer, whereas those that weren't taking the aspirin in that genetic mutation group, 26% of them died. So a tremendous difference between those that were taking aspirin and those that were not. But in the group that didn't have the mutation, there was no difference. 15% of them succumbed to their illness after 5 years, whether they were taking aspirin or not. So it leads us to the next step, which is looking at this particular hypothesis and saying, in larger clinical trials, will this make a difference in other age groups, but in people who have this particular mutation?
In the meantime, is your recommendation still, if you're taking aspirin, the daily dose baby aspirin, it should be only on the advice of your doctor?
It should. And the reason is that they look to see whether the ASA is a prevention as well for people with colorectal cancer, and they found that it isn't. And the reason is that it affects the tumor. That is, that as the tumor develops, this genetic mutation becomes much more prominent, and the aspirin will block that mechanism when you have that tumor. But for people who have precancerous states or it hasn't progressed very much, the aspirin makes no difference. So taking the aspirin as a prevention for colon cancer in this particular situation doesn't do anything. So they're saying don't look at aspirin as your savior. It is specifically in chemotherapy to treat the cancer as opposed to prevention.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.